And this is the breakfast room, mm-hmm. right out here. And over here is another little is a bathroom. Mm-hmm. Now that's some drawing.
Oh, that's fine. Okay, now this this is a bedroom. That's, now which is that?
This is a living room.
Okay. Yeah.
Across from this living room is a bedroom and a mm-hmm. bath.
Okay.
And this is a bedroom. And this is a bedroom, and this is one. It's full bedroom.
So you got four, okay.
And that's a kitchen. And outside, the kitchen is the breakfast room, and on this side, behind this bedroom is a bathroom.
Okay, and what would you call this room?
This is a bedroom.
Bathroom's bedroom too. So you have one, two, five bedrooms.
No, it ain't but four. Now this is the bedroom outside. You go in one. This is my room. This is Renee's room. That's the kitchen. This is the living room, mm-hmm. and this is the my daughter's bedroom. Mm-hmm. But this is just one room.
Oh, I see.
You see, because outside the room, behind is the breakfast room, dining room, as mm-hmm. it's called, and bathroom.
Okay. What would you call a room that maybe was enclosed, but it let in a lot of sunlight? Have you ever heard of a room like
mm-hmm.
this? What would you call it?
Sun pole.
Okay. Do you have one of those?
No, I don't. I have front porch mm-hmm. and long front porch and back porch.
Yeah, okay. And what would you call the room, I don't know if you have one in your house, but where you might sit around and watch television and relax?
A den.
Do you mm-hmm. have one there?
Mm-hmm. We sit out here, that's our den.
Oh, I see. Okay. You said your daughter lives in this room. How many children do you have?
I don't have any home but her.
Oh, you don't? Do you have, where are the others?
They're grown and married. She is too.
Uh-huh.
But her, she lives, we live together, mm-hmm. her daughter and herself.
Mm-hmm.
No, that's her bedroom, and that's the daughter's, and this mine is the daughter's.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and grandchildren?
I have eight.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. She don't have but one.
Mm-hmm.
But my son has three, and one of them has four.
Mm-hmm. And are your children all here in Alabama, or?
They're all here.
They're in Mobile?
Mobile.
Well, what are they doing?
Mm-hmm. My daughter teaches, and my son, he's a seaman. Mm-hmm. My youngest son. That's the one living this little room here when he's here, but he's a do drop in. Yeah, he lives in this little room on the front where this bed is. And one of them.
What does that mean? That he just comes once in a while?
Let's call it do drop in. One of my sons works for Echo's Drug.
Uh-huh.
He's been waiting for them here since before they come here. He was working in the same place.
Mm-hmm.
And another one, my other son drives for a hotel grocery. Mm-hmm. Hotel truck.
Oh, so it's nice they're all here in Mobile.
Yeah.
Okay, do you have a fireplace in your house? Okay, then you can tell me what the thing that the smoke goes out of is.
Chimney.
And what you call the open place on the floor in front of the fireplace?
The hearth.
And in the fireplace, you have things that you have to put the wood across?
Well, it should be, and it was. But now I have a gas heater there. In front, but I have my fireplace because I don't know what day I might have to use it. I never did away with it. I have my fireplace in my mantle there.
Mm-hmm.
But all we do is just take the grate out and set your gas heaters right there.
I see. But if you had a piece of wood, what would you put that wood on before you had a gas heater?
On the grate, inside the fireplace.
Yeah.
See, some fireplace had hand-downs where you put wood over, and some had grates. Mostly it was coal, hard coal in the grates.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Okay. And what do you call the big round piece of wood that you put in?
Log.
Okay.